the doubters. A lot of, you know, Broncos players doing the it's us against the world. And Mike, I gotta throw out an apology. But before you do your thing, because you're going to do your weird little thing, let me just say this. I've picked the Broncos to win every week for the past, like, 10 weeks, Mike. Nobody said a word then. So I believed. And the reason I picked the Packers to beat the Broncos was kind of, you know, it wasn't that I was saying the Broncos are not a contender. I just thought, man, I mean, at some point, a loss, and maybe a loss would be good, I don't know. At some point, a loss might help this team as they gear up for the playoffs, but they don't need a loss, man. They have no interest in losing. That was, there it is. That there's no doubt, Michael, that was your marquee victory. You can talk about the Eagles win. You can talk about the Texans win. You can talk about the Chiefs win. They all had a weird little variable to it. And the outsiders, even though I picked them to lose, I did not think they were not a contender, the outsiders didn't want to give the Broncos credit for that 11-2 run, saying who have they played? They were underdogs at home, and as Bo Nix said, they should have been overdogs. Love it, Bo. Love it, Bo. Broncos win 34-26. They are now 12-2. They have officially clinched the playoffs, Michael. They have not clinched the number one seed yet. There's still work to do there. The Patriots lost yesterday, though, so the Broncos even they don't need the tiebreaker at this stage. But three games left. There's a lot to figure out. Bo Nix had his best game of his career. That was his best game. 302 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. He wasn't even sacked, Michael. This offensive line is the real deal. And Bo is playing downhill, getting outside of the pocket, and then settling down instantly. That is a skill set that not a lot of quarterbacks have. Once he gets out of that pocket, he is so freaking dangerous. He was making all the throws that he missed to start the season. Even when they were winning, he was missing some of those throws. And now Bo looks like a top-tier quarterback. If he plays like that, Mike, if Bo Nix plays like that, who's beating him?
The only team that can beat him is themselves.
Okay. Are we going to do the cliches today? Is it a cliche Monday? It's a victory Monday, Mike. It's a victory Monday. I'm so impressed with Bo Nix, but I got to tell you, Mike, that interception by Patrick Surtain.
He's a stud.
That was a game changer. An absolute game changer. I just, what more can you say? Green Bay's up 23-14. It's kind of has that feel. And again, very early in the game, but Green Bay's offense was moving the ball so well against Denver in that first half. That interception, did it kind of feel like that interception just woke everybody up? I mean, that was a beautiful interception. One of the best plays I've seen from Surtain, and he's made a lot of them. That might be up there. That flipped this game because then the Broncos drove down, scored a touchdown, made it 23-21. Defensively, they controlled the rest of this game. And you allowed Bo Nix. Bo just kept hitting critical play, making critical plays. And that, I mean, there was a moment there where, you know, he finds Cortland Sutton for the deep one. What was that, a 26-yard pass? It's 4th-and-2. And Bo absolutely fine. I mean, that was right in the bucket, man. That was the throw that he was not making to begin the season. And he's making them now. He is growing into a stud quarterback. All right, let's read some texts. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Your thoughts on the Broncos win, now 12-2, best record in the NFL. It's amazing. We're going to talk a lot about Sean Payton today. We're going to talk a lot about George Payton. We're going to talk about these players. It is so fun to watch. Aaron says, my only worry about the game was I wasn't sure if the offense could win in a shootout. Well, and defensively, you know, after giving up 16 in the first half, they only allowed 10 in the second half, and that's the trajectory you want to go. 7 in the third quarter, only 3 in the fourth. This defense isn't perfect. They're very good. Are they the best defense in the league? Like quarters 1 through 4? Probably not. But they're number one in the red zone defense. They're number one in third down percentage. I mean, that those are the numbers I tend to look at when I'm talking about a great defense. You're going to give up points to a Green Bay team like that. And Jordan Love, who only threw 4 interceptions before this game, threw 2. And Riley Moss got one. Riley Moss getting picked on a lot, man. That interception felt nice.
Yeah. And by the way, the Green Bay Packers, weren't they number one in red zone offense?
Yeah. Well, they were number one in third down, offense. You could be right on the red zone one, too. I don't know 100% on that.
I thought I heard them being red zone offense number one, and at one point the Broncos had them at 1 for 3 in the red zone. Pretty damn good.
Very good. They got better the bigger the moment became, too, right? I mean, they couldn't get to Jordan Love, and then they got to him 3 times in the second half. He said, Chris Brady, I'm a little worried about Jacksonville this week. Then the Packers. Talk me off the ledge. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
When are the picks?
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. I was wrong. But let me be perfectly clear. That wasn't me saying I don't think the Broncos are true contenders. I just thought at some point they're going to drop one of these. And that will refocus a team. But I'll tell you what refocuses a team, Michael. Being an underdog at home, where you've done nothing but win. That pissed this team off. Did they need some bulletin? Some people are like, well, if you need bulletin board material, you don't have very good in the first place. I'm not saying they need bulletin board material, but if you don't think they absolutely used it, and the Packers almost... I'll tell you what, Mike, and you're not going to believe me on this, even though I picked the Packers to win, when we had that fight to start the game, when the Packers were trying to intimidate the Broncos by walking right through them and standing in their warm-ups and Alex Singleton, I said right then, I'm going to be wrong. Broncos are going to win this game. Because you're poking this team that's all been nice and they've got an attitude. They do. I mean, this is a penalized team. They accrue a lot of penalties. They've taken on the Sean Payton kind of FU mindset. But then you just fueled that fire a little bit more. Big mistake by LeFleur and his Green Bay Packers team.
The flower.
We'll get into Jacksonville. They're good. And they're coming in with a chip, too, because nobody believes in the Jaguars. So they'll be interesting. Big Hub says, I feel bad for Parsons. Yeah, Turfgate. No, not Turfgate.
I really like Michael.
Yeah, Parsons, that's a brutal... A brutal way to end the season for Micah Parsons, who's had a phenomenal year.
Yeah, that's. I did not want to see that happen.
No,
he's a great, great athlete.
Yeah.
The only thing I ever want to see is someone hit him in the head with his helmet. But like, I don't wish that upon that guy, and that really sucks. He was playing so well yesterday; couldn't get to Bo Nix.
No, but he was putting pressure on him. Got away with pass interference too.
If you want to get past the Rams, you need to put pressure on their quarterback, and it's going to be really tough for Green Bay now.
Well, and we'll get into the standings, too, what that loss meant for Green Bay. They went from threatening to be the number one seed in the NFC to now they're kind of floating around the wild card spot. So, and they have Chicago coming up this weekend, and Chicago suddenly playing great football. He said, Chris, so I have to stand here on the ledge till Friday. Here's what I'm going to say. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. But I'm going to have a hard time picking against the Broncos the rest of the way. Maybe they lose to the Chargers because they don't have anything to play for.
I know what your pick is going to be.
What's it going to be? Picks are on Friday.
Well, I'll tell everybody on Friday.
Okay.
My prediction about your picks.
You're going to pick what I'm going to pick?
No, so now I'm you're telling predicting everybody what I'm predicting. What your pick is going to be on Friday.
So now you're going to predict what I'm going to predict?
Yes.
Okay. That's a fun game. So we'll do that like an epic tease right before. You pick what I'm going to pick, and then I pick it. That will take some of that away. Faith says she was rooting for the Broncos big time this weekend. She's a Bears fan. In more
Nobody's
way,
perfect.
In more ways than one, she's a Bears fan, right? Faith says, take that, Green Bay. Us Bears fans appreciate the Broncos. What a win, man. What a freaking win. There's a vibe around this team that I just don't remember the last time we saw it. Because, Mike, even when they won Super Bowl 50, it was a vibe. Their defense was really good. Their defense had a vibe.
Their offense didn't have that attitude.
They didn't have that. And all we were doing was like, is Manning ever going to figure it out? This has got to be the last. I mean, Manning limped in a good way, but he did limp out of the league. He was banged up that year. He was finally running out of gas, but they won the Super Bowl. The vibe was that defense, though. This team has a vibe all around it. Their kicker has a vibe.
Yeah, their punter has
a vibe.
Their
punter has a vibe. Bo Nix has a vibe. He might be a little cheesy when he's standing up there in the post game. And I love what he told Tracy at the end of the game when she's like, what did it mean to you being underdogs going into this game? And he just goes, we should have been overdogs.
I don't really care. Michael thinks we'll win, so that's all that matters.
Did you take the? I sent that to you specifically because it was a good clip where Bo Nix said his mom thinks he's gonna win. His mom thinks they're gonna win, and you edited that, so it sounds like Micah, the obsessed fanboy. Have they renewed their restraining order yet?
There may be two versions of that clip. There is no restraining order. The Broncos organization does respect me.
Yeah.
I let them do their thing.
RJ Harvey was really good, too. 19 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown. But what he's also doing, you know, and again, he didn't have
that fumble.
He didn't have any catch. Yeah, and then Sean was pretty pissed at him for a minute, but went back to him late, and he got the touchdown. He's a touchdown machine, Mike. RJ Harvey, you know, he didn't really do the receiving thing much, but he had 19 carries for 65 yards and a touchdown. It wasn't an amazing day. But that touchdown was a tough run. That was a very tough run for him. So in his rookie season, Michael, he has six rushing touchdowns and four receiving touchdowns. As a rookie, Mike, he's accounted for 10 touchdowns for this team. That's phenomenal. RJ Harvey's having like probably the sneakiest rookie year I can remember. Like he's actually producing. And I think a lot of that was Denver's going to J.K. Dobbins, and he's going to get all those carries, and you're not going to really see R.J. Harvey grow. You don't want an injury ever, but honestly, this is kind of turning around to the point where we're saying we're going to know what we have in R.J. Harvey to give you a lot of confidence going into next season. I don't know if he's going to be the bell cow. I don't know if you want to go into the offseason thinking he's going to be the bell cow. You might re-sign J.K. Dobbins. We'll see what they end up doing. But he's proven to be a nice Swiss Army knife for Sean Payton.
And you really want that. You really want, you know, you said about exciting rookie kind of being under the radar.
Yeah.
But every time the Broncos have an exciting rookie at running back, it's like they're playing really well. Like the last one that I remember is now on the Cowboys. But like the Broncos have always had these really good rookie running backs. Now you just have this one who's just kind of like, just there,
I'm still not 100% sure what kind of player he's going to be consistently. I don't think he's going to be even like what we're seeing with Javonte Williams in resurging and reviving his career with Dallas, even though Dallas is going to miss the playoffs.
I miss him.
He looks really good. He looks really good. His time ran out in Denver, and it just didn't work for whatever reason. And he's turned his career around. He wasn't good with Denver the last few years. It just didn't seem to have that pop. He has that pop now. He's healthy. Maybe he just wasn't healthy when he was with the Broncos. Faith says, tell Michael, I heard the nobody's perfect comment. He's still cool with me, though. People can be fans of other teams, Mike. We're not third graders, okay? You don't have to. Every time you see, like, when Bruce Dick brings in a high schooler and you go, are you a Broncos fan? They say no. You don't have to, like, be mean to him the rest of the show.
I'm never mean to them. I mean, I'm always mean to them, whether they're Broncos fans or not. Just trying to keep them humble.
How about Riley Moss's game? How we feel about Riley Moss? He had some, again, bad calls against him. Some that probably should have. You don't throw those flags. He lost a few guys, but he came up with a big interception. His first interception of the season, his second in his career.
He's not very old. He's not. He's going to get better.
I think he's going to get better. Mike, he has the hardest job in sports. Playing number two to Patrick Surtain. That you see why nobody wants to throw to him. Look what Surtain did. You never see him really get a lot of interception opportunities because nobody's throwing to him. Jordan Love said, you know what? I'm going to challenge you, and they're going to go to their young gun, and they're going to see if he can go make something happen. And it was Surtain that comes up with the pick. Christian Watson goes down, and he hurt his kind of chest, shoulder area. He fell hard. But he's questionable now for the rest of the for the rest of the way here. So he's not out for the season. But that was a hell of a play by Surtain. The point is, though, the better Surtain is, the when he makes a pick like that, you got to think Trevor Lawrence isn't going to be too excited to go his way. They're going at Riley Moss at an alarming rate. Like that's the – I would say this. Riley Moss is probably the most overworked cornerback in the NFL. He's on your TV every single game because they're not going to go to number two. They're just not throwing it his way.
We all need to buy Riley Moss jerseys because he needs a bonus. I mean, he's working so hard. He's playing like 1.5 players.
I don't like to buy jerseys, Mike, because every time I buy a jersey, the Broncos player typically gets traded or cut or whatever.
Yeah, I have an old...
So I don't want to do that.
I have an old Cutler jersey.
I had a Brian Greasy jersey. I had a Delta O'Neal, our guy. We both liked him, right?
Yeah. I was a huge fan of his.
I had an O'Neal jersey. Not many of those floating around. Trying to think, who else? I there for a while, I was big into the jersey game. And now I just don't. I mean, I have a Joker jersey, but that's it. And that hasn't been cursed so far. Although he has a contract extension coming up. So we'll see. He ain't going anywhere. Don't worry about that.
He might go back to Serbia.
Nuggets have a big game tonight. They're taking on the Houston Rockets. I'm excited about this matchup. I think they play them on Saturday, too. Phenomenal. How are we feeling about the Broncos right now? Is there anybody that can beat them? I mean, that kind of win against Green Bay was the kind of win that really tells you this is a legitimate team. Now, I'm not going to be like the doubters. I'm seeing all the Denver media is doing this. Oh, what doubters? Guys, listen, man. We give you logic and I give you facts. Was the Broncos schedule as impressive? Would it have been more impressive if they beat the Chiefs when the Chiefs are a playoff team? Would it have been more impressive if they didn't catch? Eagles look damn good now, but you could argue that they were in a weird situation, a weird slump when the Broncos beat them. They were winning the games, and you're not going to apologize for that. But I also don't expect the doubters to apologize if you thought, okay, their schedule's a little interesting. Are they as good as 11-2? If you ask that question, I'm here to tell you it's okay. It's okay. This is a safe zone. And they answered the question. And now we move on. There's extreme guys that were like, the Broncos are trash, whatever. Yeah, those guys should be apologizing. But if you were curious and you really just questioned them a bit, you wondered how significant that 11-2 start or 11-2 record was, and you wondered if it was going to be enough to go up against a really tough Packers team, that's okay. Because I did it. That's why it's okay.
You could have made these same arguments for New England.
I did.
They didn't have those.
I think most people have. I think most people have made those arguments for New England. It's a legitimate thing.
It is a legitimate argument.
It happens every year in the NFL. There's going to be a hot team, and what do you do first? Who have they beat? That's the age-old thing in sports, right? You're going to do it. And if you look at their schedule and they beat a bunch of juggernauts, then you're going to go, well, hell yeah, they are. They are that good.
And I'll always go back to the greatest show on turf where the Rams won the Super Bowl beating like a really crappy schedule.
It happens sometimes, right? First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I'm saying this. That was Bo's best game of his career. Now he's being like, I heard Brian Tanner, you know, kind of in the same breath say something about MVP. Two things on that. He hasn't played like an MVP this year. You can even agree with me on that, Mike.
He has not.
But what does that also say about the MVP race in the NFL right now? What is it, Stafford probably? Going to get it? there hasn't been a lot of like consistent standout play. Lamar's been hurt all year. Josh Allen's kind of had some rough starts, obviously. They had a rough start against New England. Patrick Mahomes.
And we'll his security blanket drops a lot of balls.
We'll get more into the Patrick Mahomes thing, too, but his season is done. The Chiefs have officially been eliminated from the playoffs. There just hasn't been a lot of consistent MVP-type people. Got the Lawnster on the First Advantage Hotline. Lawnster, what's up, my friend?
Hey, how's it going?
You know, feeling pretty good?
You're not the only good way to start a Monday morning victory anytime.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Thoughts on the game?
You know what? I'll tell you what. It started out slow, but once they got in that second half, they really just went out and took it to Green Bay there a little bit.
I'm telling you, man, that Patrick Surtain interception changed everything.
You know what? That's what I think that's what got that crowd motivated.
Yeah, crowd was crazy. I think the offense fed off of that. I think the defense came back and fed off of that. That's a play. You know, Green Bay, for a moment, kind of looked like they could do whatever they wanted offensively. I think that interception just ended that entire conversation.
Yeah, it just took the sting right out of them real quick. But, no, that crowd, I'll tell you what, I have never heard that crowd so amped up in my life than yesterday.
This is, even compared to the Super Bowl 50 year, Lawnster, this just feels like a different team. Just everything. I'm telling you, man, the vibe around everybody, not just a defense. I heard Tony Romo say this defense has carried the Broncos all the way through. And that's kind of true, but I also feel like the offense, they've made the plays that they needed to in really tough situations.
I think this whole team has really come together and start. And I think they said, you know what, let's just do this for the whole team.
Yeah, I love it, man. Lawnster, what's for lunch today, man? What are you snacking on?
Hey, you know what, I hadn't even thought about lunch.
What?
I really haven't.
It's creeping up, man.
I know, but you know what? It's just time to kind of just enjoy the victory and more than anything, you know?
Lawnster, you can't get too so excited that you just forget about, you know, feeding yourself, man.
I know, but you know what? I never even think about it.
All right, well, you figure that out after we get off the call here, okay?
You know what? That would do, but as Mike would say, go Broncos.
Appreciate it, Lawnster. Very good. Jake, the geologist guy, Josh Allen has been rough at some points, but he throws down his authority when he needs it. The Bills are a scary team, Mike. Bills, Broncos, AFC Championship. How you feel about that? Broncos get a chance to avenge their first round exit at the hands of the Bills last season.
And avenge 1993-ish.
And avenge NFC, sevenfold.
Championship exit. Or AFC Championship back?
That's a long time ago. I'm thinking more about last year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still upset about that.
Broncos
lost because Elway was out.
Broncos, Jaguars, Broncos at Chiefs. Now that game, that was supposed to be an epic battle, Mike, on Christmas night. And now you got no Mahomes. Chiefs aren't playing for anything.
Broncos are probably going to rest all their starters.
Maybe. If they beat the Jags and the Patriots lose, is the math correct there? That would be four losses then for the Pats. And then the most the Broncos can lose is to get to four, but they would have the tiebreaker. Those would be AFC games. I don't know. Is it done yet? If the Broncos win this weekend and the Patriots lose this weekend, it might be done because the Patriots play AFC teams the rest of the way.
The Patriots do have the Ravens. Which is when they play well, they play well. When they play terribly,
they play terribly. Dynamite. Very good.
Good analysis there, Mike.
Yeah. When they're bad,
it's a Sunday night game.
Ooh, really?
So we'll be carrying that on KFK.
That'll be big. And the Ravens just whooped up on the Bengals. I'm going to get into NFL storylines, but is Joe Burrow okay? Did you hear his clip last week, Mike? He's talking about, you know, he basically is like, it's not as fun. If I'm not having fun, what am I doing? Very much in a, you know, dude skipping rocks by the river, kind of doing some deep thinking. That's how the vibes he's giving off. He did not look right yesterday. They lose 24-0. Burrow was, he threw two for 225 yards, no touchdowns, and two interceptions. He was sacked three times. Lamar Jackson still didn't look amazing, but he looked a little bit better. But it was really defensively that changed things around for the Baltimore Ravens. They're now 7-7. They're trying to get into the playoffs, and that's a huge game coming up this weekend. I'm ready for that game.
The Bungles have the Dolphins, the Bengals, and the Browns to end their season.
Thank you.
So maybe he'll start feeling better about himself if he gets a couple wins.
I don't know. He's given off early retirement vibes right now. So the Broncos,
kinda Andrew Luck type vibes?
Yeah, kind of. Like, is it worth getting beat up like this all the time and getting hurt? I mean, he's missed a bunch of time in the last couple of years. Is it worth it? Broncos and the Rams are the only two teams to have clinched the playoffs, Michael. Is that what it's going to be? Broncos-Rams Super Bowl?
Rams look pretty damn impressive.
They look really damn impressive. Their come-from-behind win yesterday was very good. 32 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. Your reaction to the Broncos winning yesterday, taking down the Green Bay Packers, who now find themselves almost on the outside looking in. They have a big game coming up against the Bears this weekend. Let's take a break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I don't really care. My mom thinks we'll win, so that's all that matters.
We're gift wrapping the best sports broadcasts in the state. Hear Broncos, Nuggets, Avalanche, and high school sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
As you've been able to have, it's allowed your kind of personality to shine through?
I think so. I think at the same time, personality can also show in the tough times. I appreciate Coach for letting me be my authentic self, and I appreciate him for letting me be competitive. And he hasn't taken that fire away from me. I think that together we're just working really well off of each other. He just trusts me, and I can tell by the way he's calling it. And then my job is to turn around and protect him and keep his call safe. And we talk about play call intent a lot as a quarterback room, and take the intent. What does he want out of this play? And then at the end of the day, you got to protect it. And so I feel like it's only year two, but I think the more and more reps that I'm able to get, with him in my ear during games, it's just been we've been able to grow, we've been able to develop with each other, and it's not easy for him after so long with one consistent quarterback who was absolutely dominant in this league to take, a younger guy and, trust him. It's hard, but I really appreciate that. I appreciate the opportunity that he's given me, and, I think together we got something going right now, and, I thought at the same time he's extremely competitive himself, so I always wanted that. It's just a coach that was going to compete for me, compete with me, and go out there and just let me play, and that's what he does. And, I think it's working, and we're going to continue to find ways to make it work even more. Thank you.
Bo Nix talking about Sean Payton kind of just letting him be who he is. As I'm listening to him talk, I just think back to that game last year where they're on the sidelines going at each other. And that kind of works. I think Sean needs that kind of guy. And listen, Mike, everything we've heard about Sean Payton's offense, it's not an easy thing. It's tough to learn.
And it's tough to get players in on time.
Yeah. All that stuff. And Bo is, it just looks like, yeah, maybe it took, like his rookie year was fine, was pretty good for a rookie, right? And then you had moments in this season where you're going, he's about the same as he was his rookie year. Maybe in Sean Payton's system, it takes a little bit longer than what it takes a normal quarterback in a different setting, in a different situation, to really pick it up. But man, he is Sean has been public of gone public so many times about Bo Nix and defending Bo Nix and talking about how he could be one of the top players in this league in a couple of years. And the same is true for Bo. This vibe I'm talking about, man, it starts there with Sean Payton. He might be a little short with the media sometimes. He might seem agitated with the media and with the outside noise sometimes. But make no mistake about it, this team, they love the dude. And this attitude that they have, I mean, yeah, they pick up some penalties. A little cleaner yesterday for them. That was good. But this team is, they can get nasty too. And when I'm saying like Bo's overdogs thing, like you got the dad joke quarterback, but when he's on the field, man, he's a dangerous dude. And it's really fun to watch. And defensively, I don't know if they're the best defense right now. I'm not sure. They're damn good, but they're opportunistic. And they were getting the turnovers yesterday. Got the interceptions against a guy that doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. I was so pleased with what we saw yesterday, you know, against this really good Packers team. 41 minutes after the hour. Michael, before we break, I want to tell you guys about On the Rocks Liquor. The drink of the week is the Elf Edition Maple Syrup Sunday Buzz Ball. Get into the elf spirit this season with a creamy vanilla and maple Buzz Ball. Try one today at On the Rocks Liquor. 42 minutes after the hour, Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farouk, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Isn't it fun just having big game after big game? Broncos beat the Packers yesterday. And now we got Nuggets and Rockets. I'll get into that game a little bit later on. It's going to be a big one. Big game tonight. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. If you guys want to shoot me a text, give me your thoughts on the game yesterday and just your belief now in this team and how far they can really go. They got a chance to clinch this number one seed, too. I'm pumped about it. Because if the Patriots lose to the, who'd you say? The Ravens? They have the Ravens, Mike? They're 11-3. That would put them at 6. If they lose, they would be 11-4 and also 6-4 in the conference. If the Broncos win against Jacksonville, the most they could lose now is 4. And then it would be against, let's just say they lose to the Chiefs and the Chargers, assuming they beat the Jacksonville, just play with me here. That would give the Broncos 4 losses in the conference, too. They have the tiebreaker again over because they beat the Raiders twice and the Patriots lose to the Raiders. So, Mike, simple math tells me Broncos win, Patriots lose. Your Denver Broncos will be the number one seed.
And will they?
Yeah.
If they become number one seed before the Chiefs
I'm wrong on this, Mike. I'm wrong on this because the Chargers are pesky. They're 10-4. So if the Broncos happen to lose 2 more, so they can't clinch it yet because the Chargers would have the tiebreaker. So they would clinch it over the Patriots. But and this one against Jacksonville is big because the Jaguars are 10-4. So beat them. The only one you have to worry about now is the Chargers, and then the Bills are 10-4. So they can't clinch it yet, Mike. They can clinch it over the Patriots, though.
So they can play. They'd have to play their starters during the Chiefs game.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, they're going to need to do that.
I want to see the Broncos beat the hell out of the Chiefs.
That's going to be a game, regardless of what happens this weekend. The Broncos will be playing to win. So, again, if they win and the Patriots lose and the Chargers lose and the Bills lose, then you've got it. So you could potentially clinch it. But you need 3 other teams to lose. Just go win. Just go beat Jacksonville. 49 minutes after the hour, before we break, I want to tell you guys about Aloe Fiber. The holidays are here, and if you're like me, that means you're going to have a lot of family that's home. So, you know, hosting's happening, the streaming is nonstop, and the Wi-Fi is going to be working overtime. Now's the perfect time to switch to Aloe Fiber. We here at the radio station are now with Aloe Fiber. We love it. So we're talking 100% fiber optic internet that's fast, reliable, and ready to handle every movie, marathon, video call, and smart device in your home. Give yourself and your household the gift of stress-free internet this season. Visit alofiber.com and get connected before the holiday rush. 11:50 the time. We'll take a short break here. We got top stories of the day coming up at noon. It was a very eventful weekend in the NFL. We'll touch on that coming up next. It's The Whole Show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Games and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey everybody, Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on KFKA.
Nice job on the base there, Mike. Great work as always. Top stories of the day coming up. And what a wild weekend it was in the NFL. We're going to get to some of those, but this is a fun playoff watch. And again, the Broncos are going to need some things to go their way if they want to clinch the first seed this weekend. It could happen. Mathematically, just did the numbers, Mike. Mathematically, it is possible as we round out this incredible season. Three games remaining for the Denver Broncos before they now get ready for the playoffs. You know, you clinched. The Rams and the Broncos are the only two teams right now that have officially clinched a playoff berth. And we still got three games to go. So there's a lot of movement around the NFL that's going to be happening here in the final weeks of the season. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. We're going to get into the world of college football or college sports, too. That is never ending. Did your boys win? What?
Broncos. Huskies won.
Yay.
By a lot in a bowl game that doesn't really
matter. I didn't even know the bowl game started yet.
To be honest with you, I didn't know bowl game started either. Dude, I looked on espn.com.
Bowl games are just... And people are like, oh, NIL has ruined bowl games.
Bowl games ruined
bowl games. I don't think it helped. I don't think coaches jumping ship and players jumping ship early helps. But I don't think that's what ultimately killed the bowl season.
And by the way, it's the last year of this particular bowl.
Yeah. Top stories of the day coming up next, Mike. Busy, busy weekend. We'll get to that and more. It's The Whole Show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.